Okay. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God. And what we did last week is introduction. We just had a taste of the liturgy, and we said liturgia is a service public. It's not just for the divine liturgy. It could be liturgia for baptism, liturgia for wedding, liturgia. It's any public service is liturgia, which is, as we said, most of the word is Greek, and most of the response from the deacon is Greek, and most of what the priest says in Coptic. For that today, we may go on fast, but what you get after that is a print of all the slides. For that, don't worry if you feel, oh, I didn't write these things, you will get back. We will get it written, but you know, just pay attention with me, because there's a lot of slides, double what we couldn't continue the last week, and we need to cover the whole divine liturgy, but at the same time, we'll try to just stop fast, stop and run until we finish that. Let's start with the first one. Of course, when we start with the parts. What is the parts? We said raising the incense, which is Vesper and Matin, Rafa Bchur, and there is another part inserted inside, which is a preparatory, offertory. And there is another two major parts, which is the liturgy of the word, which is to the catechumen, the Maozin. We are servants prep. They were faithful prep. They preparing them to be Christians. For that, this is the servant, the faithful prep part, and the anaphora, which is the liturgy, or the first part of the liturgy. Do you know what's anaphora? تكريم في مصر لما بنلاقي ميه طالعة كده ونلاقيها نقول ايه دي؟ نافورة. Yeah, which is something going up. For that, in the beginning of the faithful, we go up to heaven. And at the same time, the priest take the ebrosferine out of the offering. He raised it up. And the angel drag the stone out of the tomb. Open for that, and everything going up. As a matter of fact, in Agios, we go back Tani again, as Amber of Avias said, you know, used to say, it's like an airplane. We're going up, and we go down again and up again. And let's start with, again, the part of raising the incense. Any prayer has to start with thanksgiving. We're going in all these parts, and you will have it written after that, and the new one which you will receive it after. Thanksgiving, the mystery of the incense, the major litanies, the procession, dauret, the incense is 99, the litany for the gospel, and 5 minor litanies. It ends with 3 absolution. Oh, but we hear usually 1 absolution from the priest, yes. 2 of them, he's facing the east and talking to the Lord, and he go towards you, and the third one, which we hear it audibly, and after that, in the Vesper, Man Arada and Yamdi, and the dismissal, and if it's Matin, he continue with, because this is all introduction of the liturgy. Let's go to some of these parts. The Thanksgiving prayer, we said every prayer starts with the Terel Igebeli, to say the Thanksgiving. For that, it's every prayer, and as Solomon says, God appeared in the cloud. For that, any time you see the Bechor, you see the incense, it's the presence of the Lord and the smell of the good smell of the Lord, the good aroma of the Lord. And now he would go to do something very interesting. He would remind the Lord of successful, acceptable sacrifice happened in the past. For that, بحط خمس أيادي بخور, 5 spoons of incense. And he will tell the Lord, remember my Lord, the successful offering of Abel, of Noah, Melchizedek, Aaron, Zechariah, you remember, oh Lord, when you accept this offering, we do like to have your mercy, because we do like to remind you with the successful offering it happened in the past. This is the 5 spoons, which is remind with 5 acceptable sacrifice happened in the past. Now, as we said, this part. Rami, when you press one time so that it can do that much. We said this part, which is, we said the five major, the major ones, everyone for certain reasons. The litany for the reform, we remember the word litany, tilba, which is intercessor, prayer. And it's again Latin. And we said the repose, it's every evening. We remember that our life comes to an end, and on Saturday, because we remember that the Lord was in the tomb. And the three in the morning, it's the litany of the sick. We said, St. John Chrysostom said that the church is like a hospital. We come to it spiritually or physically. And for the traveler, because it's even when you go to work, they used to stop to the church first. And the offering, and we said in the offering, the priest step inside the sanctuary, but there is some exceptions in the litany of the sick, except Saturday, and maybe except Saturday and Sunday. I'm not quite sure. The travelers, of course, if it's Sunday or feast, nobody go to work because it's a feast or Sunday. And the offering, it's every time we have an offer, and we have a zabiha, and we have a dance. And this is the major blessings. And now, the circulation. أبونا بيعمل صليب بخور. He go across the four directions. He starts with the east in front of the Lord three times, and he go to the north, to St. Mary. And يقول لها, hail to you, سلام لك يا ست العبرق. And he go back to the angels, to the west, and he go back to the south, where is the icon of St. John the Baptist. And he said there, Salam Bilkahin ibn Kahin, hail to you, the priest, son of the priest. And in some other time we will talk why he is a priest. In the same time, and he go back to the east. He do a cross of incense because he go to the four directions. I'm going fast because the whole part of the liturgy could take more, and we can stop after that. As 99, and we ask for the mercy. I should bring the picture down. And he go again in the four direction, and the priest here carrying the four candles and the cross in his hand, and he go in the four directions, imagining the Lord himself going the whole directions. And when he go here, hear us, and we go to the west, bless us, and he will go to the right hand, guard us, the right hand of the Lord, and go back, help us in the east side, so that he go in the four directions. This is the Lord. Any priest, he dressed like Jesus Christ himself, because he represents the Lord. He is representing the Lord in front of us. That's why we kiss his hands, we do everything, because the Lord is with us at that time. And now the litany of the gospel. And we remember Simon the Elder at that time, and when he said, he was, you know, like when he was writing, you know, some of the pharaohs, he said he gathered 70 of the elders, and he put them in an island, and he said, write to me all what's written in the Bible, the Old Testament, of course. And when Simon the Elder starts to say that the virgin will conceive and he was not imagining how a virgin could conceive and, you know, have a baby for that. He felt, now maybe he meant young girl for that. The Lord, he told him, you know what? You won't taste death until you see that. And some of the, you know, tradition said he lived 400 years until at that time, at the eighth day, and they have to represent, according to Moses' law, the son, the born boy, to represent to the priest, to the Hekel. And they give sacrifice. And according to how much they are rich for that, could be anything, according to Moses' law. And when he saw that, he saw the Lord, he said this word, Lord, now letting your service depart in peace. Because my eyes saw the sacrifice, saw the salvation. The salvation happened after 33 years and one third. But he saw that. And as the Lord says, Abukum Ibrahim, your father Abraham saw this of my day, and he was rejoiced. My day, it's Abraham is so many hundred years before, but he saw the crucifixion. Here, he saw the crucifixion before even it happened with all these years, but at that time, Abuna, we go across, around the altar, and counterclockwise, exit to Gehsa, and in front of him, the Shamas, they have in the Kabul, and Umashi bil Mishalib, Umaha cross, and they said, Lord, now we're letting your servants depart in peace, and the litany of the gospel starts. Kulida, this is Rafa, poor, this is the Khamashi bil Zahra. Now, we have the courage in front of the Lord to ask him, نطلب منه بقى دام ربنا معنا, and we ask him, remember five minor legends. Remember, O Lord, the peace of your church, the Pope, remember the salvation of your holy place. Graciously, O Lord, remember the air, the soul, and so we have, the Lord in front of us, so that we fast. Ask him for all what we need to, and the three absolutions after that, as we said, two of them we can't hear them because the priest said them silent, and the third one he face the public and say that audibly, and we can see him, and if it's vesper, amdu bisalam, if it's in the matin, which is the liturgy, an arad an yamdi for yamdi salam, and after that you get the blessing of the priest. Amdu bisalam. Now we will go to the part of the liturgy. And Abuna Ibrahim, Abuna Ibrahim. And the divine liturgy, we said it starts with the two preparatory and offertory parts. And after that, we will go to the liturgy. The preparatory, it's divided to different things. The clergy dress the Abuna Birshim Ittawani, Birshim Turiyatatu. وفي ألحان فيها تتقال وفي مزامير يعني كثير بس we need to remember that they dress with the blessing and with مزامير and they dress the altar. The altar, they remember the Lord Jesus Christ when he told the two disciples to go and to dress the upper room of Zion. And he told, هتلاقوا all that كبيرة تعب that on the مرقص, dress that, for that you have to dress. He has to dress the altar, and the prayers of the hours, we binara the madamin igbiya, whatever the udas time cover. If it's regular udas, we finish the first one, the third and the sixth, because when we finish the udas, it's 12 o'clock or 1, for that we have to cover that. If it's yom, it could be covering the ninth hour, for that we read the ninth hour. So there could be to الغروب, to the vesper. Whatever that's hitla, we have to pray them first in advance to be covered, and the priest wash his hand, and we will see that part by part. When the preparatory, when they dress, بقولها بالعربي أشكرك رب لكن احتضنتني. I will exalt you, O Lord, because you lifted me. And in Arabic, sometimes it's more attractive because you hugged me. For that, when they dress, etonia, as if the Lord hugging them, أو انتشرتني, which took me from the world. And this is how they start to dress. And after that, he prepares. There is. After every dress, they prepare everything and they put them in a piece of dress. Bless you. And they do that in two knots and three knots on top, because the two knots, when he opened that, Magdan wa Ikraman, Ikraman wa Magdan, glory and honor, honor and glory, and the three knots, which is the Trinity, with the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, for that he opened the two knots and the three knots by that way, and he starts to dress the altar. He put everything, he put in the five, the pattern, he put the pattern, he put the everything, and he covered, he prepared the operation stage to start the liturgy. And as we said, it's a prayer according to the time which the liturgy will take. If it's the third and sixth hour, because the regular liturgy finish about 12, and as we said, the first thing when the fasting could be to the mind and so, and he washed his hand three times, and he said again, فامدح علي بزوفك فاطهر and purge me with the hyssop and I shall be clean and so and he recites parts of the Psalms for that he starts wash his hands to start to the liturgy and of course after that he dry his hand because in other occasion before he dry his hand he will sprinkle the water first but in this occasion he dry his hand. Now we come to the offertory. And in the offertory, he starts with, as we said before, the offertory is contained of what? El hamel, the lamb, and the wine, and the water. This is the three of them. And he will, after he selects the lamb, he will baptize the lamb, bury the lamb, and after that he will the absolution, and will take that part by part. I'm sorry, Rami. Okay, as we said, when he selects, he starts to examine the wine first. The wine should be, has not a lot of alcohol, and when he presents that to the deacon to make sure, usually they said, Gayyid wa Kareem Mubarak, they smell Gayyid wa Kareem, you know, it's good, and so it's blessing, and it's so for that he examines the wine first. And after that, as we said, when he selects the lamb, he crossed his hand, as Jacob crossed his hand to bless the two sons. You see him? Okay. He crossed his hand to have the cross blessing to select the lamb, and after that, he selects the lamb of glory, Zabihat al-Magd. And this is the one, and after that, it will be two. In twos, for that it could be three, and could be five, could be seven, could be so, but just the one, it's the only one, and it's there is a lot of things for this one, it's Hagar Farida, and after that everybody else is equal, or could be when he took the Lamb of Glory, he sent them two by two, so many different things, but just has the Lamb of Glory is different, and the one. He remember all the other sacrifice. He remember this is the sacrifice of Melchizedek, Abraham, Jacob, all the other successive sacrifices. That's why the sacrifice of glory take the first sign from the wine, and he give the sign of wine to all the other sacrifices and flip them, because this is exceeded them. This is the one which is exceed all the all of them were symbol. All of them is indication to what will happen after, but this has exceeded everything, and they take another sign from the wine, and after that we'll see what will happen to this selected lamb. And this is luck. I just remember what happened in some of the feasts, and so when Abu Yusuf came to us, we shall feel good. Yes. Okay, if you do like to talk, we'll talk about the lamb itself. The lamb is round. It's like the sun. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the Son of Righteous, Shams al-Bir. And the round has no beginning or end. If it's square, if it's an oval, it could be having a start and end. But the round has no beginning or end. For that, the Urbana, the Hamel, the lamb, is round. And inside, there is big square inside represent the Lord Jesus Christ in Sami Spadikon Sayyidi, which represent the Lord Jesus Christ around that 12 of his disciples and around that Holy Father, Holy Son in Greek. For that, it's everything in the Urbana. And the Urbana, remember in Egypt, they call bread a Aish because it's where we live. You know, like, they are so smart. They said, oh, it's not chobz, it's not so, it's aish, because we live by the bread. And the Lord says, I'm the bread of life. And chobz al-hayah, al-nazil min al-sama'. For that, this is the bread of life, which is al-aish, al-ibna'dar na'ish bi, we live with. For that, this is all in the Urbana, and we don't have to go to how they manufacture it and so, because it's to take another part. Let's go and baptize the Hamel. بروح بقى هظبط الحاجات اللي داخله في بعضها دي. Anyhow, بياخد, he takes some water in his hand and he starts to baptize. ارجع سنة معلش يا بيبطize زي ما the Lord Jesus Christ get baptized by John the Baptist. He baptized the lamb, and as we see here, and after that he wrapped the lamb as Saint Mary. Remember Saint Mary when she took the Lord Jesus Christ, the baby, and she wrapped him in mizwad. And after that he put the cross in an angle, as we said the last time. That reminds us when the Lord Jesus Christ was carrying the cross in his shoulder, going في طريق الألام في الرحلة بتاعته until he reached the Golgotha and to be sacrificed. And glory and honor, honor and glory. And we proceed, and we see here Abuna Ibrahim for one of the feasts. Abraham, I'm sorry. And after that, we will get to the barrier. After the sacrifice, after the cross, and after going to the Golgotha, and after they brought him from the cross, and he go to the burial, which is, what is the lamb here? What is the sacrifice? We have the lamb, hamel, and we have the wine and the water. All three of them has to be buried, and the stone will get pulled on that. So that, you see here, he put the wine inside, he put the bread, and he covered it with everything, and he covered everything with the stone. He dragged the stone, the ebrosferin. The word ebrosferin, it means offer, which we said ebrosferin تقدموا وقدموا. Anyhow, for that he dragged the stone to cover the whole body, the sacrifice. And he remember, oh, they said put a seal. For that they were the Jewish people, they were afraid they would come and steal the body. And remember, anyhow, they put the seal, which is a triangle, lifafa, تتحط على الابوسفرين, which it represents the stone. And this is the barrier. And we see here Pope Shenouda, ويحط الwine, وبعدين يحط الwater, where it has to be two-thirds of wine and not to exceed one-third of water, and so on. So, but this is more details. And after that, we go, everybody has to leave the sanctuary and get out, and I have a question, and I will not give you the answer. Now, for that, now you see the priest, Be'ul, he mentioned all the names, but he never mentioned Saint Mary, and he never mentioned Saint Mina and Saint George. Even he mentioned himself, وَضَافِي تَكُونُ مُحَلَّلِينَ. Why he don't mention all these great saints, and but he just mentioned special people. When you hear التحليل الخدام, listen to him again.
Isn't he saying the people from the Old Testament only?
No, and he said مضافي. He said himself even. والبابا وكله.
Christ has risen yet?
No. No, there is another reason why he don't mention Saint Mary اللي تشفع في كل البشرية. Think about it, and yeah, I do like you. Yes, Mira. No, he mentioned a lot of powerful people in front of the Lord. Okay, just hear that absolution and hear the names and see what could happen. Now, Odes and Mawazim. This is the servant prep. This is the faithful prep. This is the people who are going to be baptized, going to be Christians. And this is all readings. And he said, it reminds us with the five loaves and two fish. Because the loaves, we said, every word of the Lord is like a bread. For that we have two liturgies, and we have from the St. Paul, and from the Cassilicon, and from the Book of Acts. For that it's all of them five, plus the two fish, which is maybe Lazarus and Exar. For that, it's we get fed with all these parts, and let's get part by part, and don't worry, you will get that printed, for that you can read it after. Or if you do like to take your time to write things, it's up to you. The Pauline is, how many epistles of St. Paul? How many epistles St. Paul writes? 14. And the Cassilicon, which is Gana, which is everything, it's how many? Who would you like to count for us, Jeffrey? Okay. Yeah, do you have a question?
No.
Okay. For that, after we finish the book of Acts, we start with the Pauline, which is the 14th epistle from St. Paul. After that, it's not to certain people, but for general. Let's count them. How many from St. Peter? Maybe two. And how many from St. John?
Three.
And who else?
James.
And Jude. For that, we have how many? We said three and two for that seven. For that, the other ones, it's all in the Cassilicon, which is the second part. And after that, the Ambraxis, which is from the book of Acts. And the book of Acts is the only book has not ended with the word Amin.
Right now.
Yes, because it's still open. It's still people doing a lot of things and going according to the Lord's mission, and it's still open. That book is still open. And after that, the Synaxar, which is Synaxarium, we remember what happened at that day. Remember one of the martyrs, we remember one of the popes, and whatever we remember at that part, and remember. This letter, this part is for the Cassilicon, which is for the catechumens, Moazin, because we do like to remind them and to tell them and to get them to taste what is heaven is about. And after that, the gospel, and we go to the sermon and prayer and prayer of the veil, and we finish that part. Let's go on. Again. I'm not sure if we said that when Abuna go around the altar in the Pauline part, he go around the altar three times, counterclockwise, and every time he stop with the Bukhur in the east and the west only. Just one occasion he go to the first four parts, but this is not now. And he go three times and he go around to the people. And he go from the right side, and he go around the whole church, and come back again. When he come back, remember, he coming back with his Sharia, and he will go to the altar. For that, whatever you remember, he will bring it with him in the incense. And if you remember something, you know, like, oh, أنا نسيت أقول له يا رب ارحم أنا عملت خطية ديهالو. Tell him, even if he didn't hear it, the Lord will hear it. For that you can give it to him, and he will go with the Bukhur with all of these things, and he will tell the Lord, in Tamshat Smao, my Lord, كل واحد اداك أي طلبة, my Lord, accept, please accept. And he is begging the Lord all the time. For that, remember, فرجعت البول الزيت, to give him everything he do like to remember, to as if he is going to the King of Kings. And he tell him, please tell him I need this job. Please tell him I need soap. Please tell him that I to forgive me for that. So I got the voice, and he go back again, and he go around the altar another time. For that he finished three, and one is four. In the Cassilicon, there is no procession because the Lord told them, don't leave Jerusalem until you wear a power from high. لا تبرحوا شريم حتى تلبسوا قوة من العلي. He told them, don't leave. For that, they remember that in the Cassilicon, and they don't, there is no procession of incense because the Lord said that. And now it's long one because St. Paul, أنا تعبت أكثر من جميعهم, he is did a lot of parts more than all of them. For that, when they get to the second part, which is the book of Acts, the Abraxis, he go to the left side. Why he goes to the right side and again in the left side in a short way? Bless you. There is a lot of things, and some people they said it to be equal, left and right, and so. And remember that St. Paul went to the Gentile, and Peter went, and all the other apostles to the Jewish people. And they said they were on the left side, which is the Gentile. And the people who received before all the promises, the Jewish people, they were on the right side. For that, St. Paul went to the people on the left of the altar, and all the other apostles, they went to the other people, which is the people who were on the right, but it's short, not as long as St. Paul, which is dead there. And after that, he goes around the altar again three times. We said three on St. Paul, and Ragab Tatribulus, another four, and in the Abraxis, another three. It's counted all seven, which remind us with the seven times, which is Joshua, son of Nun. The Lord told him, go around Jericho walls seven times, and it will collapse. All the walls of the devil will collapse. For that they go seven times around the altar to remind us that we go seven times until the walls of the devil will collapse. We have three and one and three. And maybe that would be a question too. And we go around the Marayam Gan Aguna Ram Samuel. I put that in a video, but it stopped. I'm sorry, it freezed for me. I don't know how to get it back again, but and again, we go to the letting of the gospel, and we remember again Simon the Elder, and there is something very important, and we can talk about how that here, El Bishara, which is, we said the Bishara before, it's the gospel in a metal box, and we have the two candles to remind us with the two angels around the Lord. And it's lit, and everybody stands. And even if it's a pope or a bishop or so, he has to take his crown. Because we remember in the Sefer Roya, they took easily their crown, they throw. Tarahu tiganahum, Uddam Rabbina. For that, they take their crown and they put shamla or whatever. And they have to stand in front of the Lord, and everybody stands. And Mubarak al-Ati, blessed who come in the name of the Lord, which is remind us when the Lord was coming to Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, and everybody, I feel like that the stone was about to scream that blessed is who coming in the name of God. You know, Pope Abuna Shenouda used to tell me in Russia they used to kneel, Yerkau, and when you know like a few centuries when Napoleon came to Egypt. And they did a book, which is what's from a description of Egypt. And they said in that when they went to the churches of the Egyptians, there was no chairs in it. There is nothing in it. Just the elders, they had their staff to, you know, like to lean on it. But everybody else is standing the whole liturgy. But here we have the Bishara in front of us, which it represents the Lord Jesus Christ incarnate. Because the Word is God, Word of God, and it's covered, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. And after that, you won't see the Bishara anymore, because the Jacob will have it and hide it behind the throne, which it has the blood, because the Lord was appearing. They can see him physically, and after a while, they won't see him again. For that, the Bishara is still the Lord with them. Until after that, after the Bishara is appearing, the Bishara will be hidden behind the throne, because the Lord now is, nobody can see him because he is risen. Okay, and here, this chapel, from Pope Shenouda, and they did in one of the homes, which is the lady is here, her husband passed away, and Pope Shenouda, he told them, where is that place exactly? And they said, oh, it's is any bedroom upstairs? They said no bedrooms, and they went to examine what's up the duplex, because they were renting a place on Saturday and place on Sunday to until this church is built, for that they need to do the Vesper prayer. For that they used to go in that place, and when they went upstairs, and that guy has upstairs a room for prayer. You know, they discovered that the room upstairs, the basement part, is room for prayers, and he put books and icons and so on. So even he sold that one. Anyhow, he's out. Okay. Three things would happen after that. The prayer of the veil. You see, Abuna Bibi on the left side, and he starts, oh, he remembers that he didn't pay his bills. He still intercedes for all his people. My Lord, you know the weakness of Bashar was he can't stop praying, interceding for all his people. And after that, forgive me, ana akhtit samhuni, and we go after this inaudibly. Can anybody help me and read whatever we can't hear because it's inaudibly? Can anybody read it loudly, please?
Oh God, we pray and entreat your goodness that this mystery for washing away of our sins not be unto condemnation.
Okay, can you read it again, please?
Oh God, we pray and entreat your goodness that this mystery for washing away of our sins not be unto condemnation.
Okay. For that we can't hear that because he said silent, he said unaudibly, but the priest has to continue praying the whole liturgy, and after that he asks us for forgiveness. Forgiveness, yes. We have to keep asking the Lord for mercy and forgiveness of the whole. And after that, the three long litanies. Sometimes Abuna تلاقيه دخل الهيكل وعمل شوية litanies وإحنا بنقرأ بيتقري الإنجيل. For that could be happening, that hour could be after the gospel, but this is three litanies has to be done. You know, remember the peace of the church, remember the fathers, remember the assembly of the people. Now there is الستارة تتقفل, the catechumens has to leave, and they are not baptized yet, for that they have to leave the church. The doors of the church will be locked. Nobody coming late can allow to get in. Nobody in the church can allow to get out and offer. And there is the room of the diacon, or the diaconia, and they have a diacon there, and he is taking the offering. Whoever has kind of money, flour, anything to be presented. وأبونا بعد كده, sometimes in the past they used to write these names. اذكر رب الذين قدموا هذه القرابين فلان وفلان وفلان وفلان. Anyhow, it's all mentioned, but now the church is open for everybody now because everybody is baptized, and the minority is not baptized, for that the church is open. But at that time, the doors were being closed at that time, and just the faithful, just the baptized people, can see the sacrifice, because the Ebesphirim will be pulled out from the sacrifice, and this is not allowed for the unbaptized people to see that. We'll go to this part one by one, and you will see it after that. You have it written. The reconciliation is a very important part, because we said the small triangle lefafa, which is a seal in front of the stone. Abuna Biyachodha, we take that lefafa, and it became the divided wall between us. He remember what happened from Adam and Eve, and they've been dismissed from paradise, and there was a wall, and nobody can enter the Holy of Holies, and just the high priest once a year, and the holy place, just the priest, and there is a divided wall. And we said the last time that divided wall torn from top to bottom. From top to bottom, hijab, for that, who did that from top? But God, because it's divided from top. For that God himself is torn the veil, open, now we can see what's inside the altar. It wasn't permitted before, so that lefafa, أبونا بيحطها in front of his face as a reminder of the divided wall, but there is another deacon inside the other side of the altar and has carrying a cross for that, and this is in two parts. This is like a lawyer. He's again describing to the Lord that, you know, my Lord, you know how the weakness of the people, and so, and we fall, and the Shaitan Shatter, and so, and you know, he's talking about all these things, and suddenly he dropped that wall. What he see in front of him? The cross. Because the deacon is on the other side of the altar carrying the cross, and when the divide wall collapse, he see the cross, the sign of salvation in front of him. He go on this journey. Now they take the Ebrusim out, they roll the stone out of the tomb for that the Mariamat, Kunishuf and Hawa. He is risen, as he said, and it used to have Sheikh Khalil Kidawsa, you know, and they fold it as an earthquake, and they hear that, because that happened when the Lord had its Kubur Tashaqaqat, Amwat Amit, and a lot of things. It's not easy for the King of Kings to arrive now, because if even a president coming, that the King of Kings is coming at that moment, for that it's a lot of motion, a lot of... The man can, Ayam Musa, can the mountain be dachan? Can, if anybody approach the mountain, he will get killed. كان الناس بتخاف وتركع وتقول روح روح يا موسى انت كلمه مالناش دعوه ده جامد قوي. For that now it's when he removed the crucifixion, he removed everything. It's the anaphora, as we said, and we said the anaphora like the anaphora. We left أين هي قلوبكم هي عند الرب. We left our heart, we left the crucifixion. The angel left the stone from the mouth of the tomb, and we can have now the kiss, the greeting one another, the kiss of love. And we remember now this is just the face of inside, and we remember that the angel, Archangel Michael, he removed not to allow the Lord to get out, because the Lord, he is risen, but just for us who has, you know, short daf nazar, can see that the Lord, he is risen, as he said. And we said, offer, 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 قدموا or تقدموا, and we said the word anaphora, and he will do something very interesting. I'm not sure if I go to all these details, but first of all, he bless the people three times, and bless himself and the right side the deacon. But it happened in opposite way. The first one, you know, he greeted the people first, and the other, but the deacon in the altar and himself, peace to all of you, and we thank God in the third time. When he get to Agios, he reverse it. He take the blessing from the altar. He bless himself first, and bless the deacon and bless the people. For that, the first one is just gathering everybody to pay attention, gathering everybody to this journey. Gathering, taking everybody. Oh, he will take, you know, like, bless the people, ta'alu ma'ana. And he blessed the deacon, ta'alu, and he thanked God, and mustahakun wa'adif, you know, like, and this is, we heard the just and the revelation. Mustahakun huwa kharuf. Yeah, so that it's just, you know, taking to journey in heaven, and after that, he go back again in Agios, and he reversed again. Illifafa. Okay, the khatim. Okay. He has the seal. He put the seal on top of the Ebrusim. He took the seal and it became divider, and he leave it on the left side. And he take the lefafa from on top of the pattern and he put it to the right side. And because of the same, we were naked for that, now we covered. For that, he take on his left hand that lefafa, which it was in as a seal, as a divider in the reconciliation, and he take the lefafa from the pattern, and this is, he is now covered. Oh, but now the lamb is uncovered, but the blood is covered. That reminds us with Maryam the Magdalene, which she saw the Lord as a human being. Yes, I could have to. And she never get revealed to see him as the divine. The body was uncovered, but the kess was the wine was covered. For that, it reminds us with Mary the Magdalene, which she saw him as a human being. And now his hand is covered. This lifafa will take the cross of Abuna, and he will bless the people. It will have some kind of exchange until he will take the lifafa from the kass and bless. For that, we'll have equal blessing from both lifafa, and it reminds the church that this is how Isaiah 6, Isaiah, and he entered to the sanctuary, and he saw the angels be Rabban and Ma'bad, Agios, Agios, Kudus, Kudus, Etrab. Anyhow, for that, this is how they said that. They said maybe this is the Sharubim be Rafraf Ashankida, Illi Rahman Kudira Bumari Lao. An icon of the Sharubim is like a triangle. As a triangle, for that the lifafa and a triangle, it reminds us with the Sharubim. For that, this is remind us with a lot of things. When the blood is uncovered, this is remind us with Tilmizai Amos, Amos brothers, when they were taken in a journey, they walking, and they never knew that they working with the Lord. And they talk about the prophets and what happened in the Old Testament, and the Kasser Chobz, when he broke the bread, it's revealed that he is the Lord. For that, the Kass be uncovered and covered fast. They remember, they saw it as the Lord of Lords, and suddenly he disappeared from their eyes again. Every motion in the liturgy, which is a journey to heaven, going up and down, until we reach there, which is we reach there when we communion with the Lord. Yes. And we see us, you see the Abuna and Ahawat covering his hand, we've been covered after. The institution prayers. In some parts, you see all the diacons, they start to get the candles, and they start to prepare the bread and wine to be the body and the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, and all of them lit the candles to start the institution. And he divide, as you see here, after the Spadikon, which is became one third and two thirds. And again, this is maybe reminding us that the life of the Lord Jesus Christ was 33 years and one third, which is one third of 100 complete number, for that he divided them to one third and three thirds. And that's why the division is one third and two thirds. There is two type of divisions. One of them is they put one third on top as a cross, and another division is to be divided, but it's all representing the wounds which the Lord Jesus Christ received. And in the confession, he will dress these wounds with the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. For that, this is the preparation. He took bread, and we remember, as we said in Corinthians and St. Matthew, that who institute the liturgy, the divine liturgy, is the Lord himself. And he said, St. Paul said, that he took bread in his holy hands, and when he divided and thanked, he said, take, eat, this is not the bread, take, eat, this is my body. And then he took the cup, and he said, drink my blood, and remember, do this as a remember for me. So that this is an institution to start to ask for the Holy Spirit to come, for that institution of from the bread, because it will receive the Holy Spirit to be the body, and institution of the wine and water to be ready to be. but to be the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Institution, prayers, and all the kind of islets. And as we said, the oath, watch everybody. Because every time you eat from this bread and drink of the, we said that the last time, for that we go fast here, for that this is an oath we have to take. The Lord says, every time you eat from this bread and drink from this blood, you preach my death, confess my death, and remember to, and we said, Amen, Amen, I do. We preach your death and your holy resurrection and remember you until you come. We praise you. This is to the Father, O Lord God the Father. We bless you, O Christ, the Son of God. We thank you, which is the Holy Spirit, for that we take that oath that, as you said, my Lord, we will do because the priests here represent the Lord Jesus Christ at that time. Again, every time we feel like the Lord is here, let's بسرعة بقى نقول له شوية طلبات عندنا طلبات عندنا لاتني بسرعة كده. Remember, O Lord, the peace of the, remember, O Lord, first the Lord Jesus Christ in front of us, for that we ask Him fast for all the latinies, all the intercessor prayers, and we go to after the commemoration of the saints. We invite all of them again, all the saints, and with the Rahim, the rich after that, and we go to the fraction part. And peace to you all. Because we remember, if you count them, you can't count them, because some of you know, like the cross bearers, how we can count the cross, and all these people, and you know what, you like to count now, and all the cross bearers, or that you can't count, it's all gamma vermos. Come to Isma, the fraction. وكل ده طبعا انتوا كلنا بنحضر قداس كل مره فبنشوف بنشوف هو كل الجسد اللي اتقطع ده هو علشاننا وكل and everything what we see here and the blood and this is just to remind us to the journey of the Lord Jesus Christ and we end it with our Father who art in heaven. أنا شو حاجات كتير. هو ده في الهكس. Okay. As we said, the study cone, which is in the center, it remind us with the Lord Jesus Christ, and now His body, it has all these wounds for that the priest dip. He sometimes can dip it three times, but because the precious parts could be, you know, coming out for that it's we can't afford to see that he dip it sometimes one time, but he go to the dress all the wounds, all the fractions in the lamb three times, and he asks us the holy to the holies. Holies? We are not holy. Who is the holy? Oh, one is the holy. The Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, they are the holy, but we are not deserved to be holies. But the Lord is do like us to be risen. You know, like, if you can't take that, you know, like, precious things, if it's not holy, but we can confess now. One is the Holy Father, one is the Holy Son, one is the Holy Spirit, because we are not worthy to be holy. But He dressed that three times. It reminds us of the 3 days the Lord remained in the tomb. And after that, He put that spadicon backward and the wine. And we said that before, who remember? Why we put it backwards? Why he don't just put it?
Again.
Yeah.
Again.
Okay. How the Lord Jesus Christ get crucified on his back to the cross? That's why Abuna, he slept the spadicon and he rested in the blood, because it reminds us that the Lord was crucified on his back to the cross. After all these things, Abuna be yani confess. Before that part, exactly, the deacon بيقول حاجتين بسرعة كده خلصت حقا مع يعني بيقول لأبونا يعني طمن أنت you are saved أبونا and he go to the people and you know he massacred Saliba you saved with your spirit and listen بيقول للشعب listen فبيحرك الصليب مرتين بس بيطمن أبونا قبل ما يبتدي آمين 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 for that you saved with your spirit أبونا حتى لو كان أسقط and he go to the people with the same cross and listen and sit with خلف الله and يبتدي الأطراف الجزء الأخير نشوف حتى البابا نفسه بينزل لأن هو قدام رب المجد ونشوف في نهاوة الحمل لكن missing the study cone because it was put upside down في الكاس يبتدي يقول حاجتين احنا قلنا الهولي for the holies بس هنا we have to remember he remind us with the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ one happened and one to be for that for some reason it just reiterate for مبارك الآتي blessed who come in the name of the Lord we remember the first coming of the Lord in the flesh but when we say the second time we remember what it's never happened yet مبارك الآتي imagine we said blessed who comes in the name of the God of the Lord we remember the second coming we are not having a clock and calendar now because we remember something it will happen how we can remember it's everything it's you are in heaven you are not there is no clock there is no watch there is no time there is nothing but in heaven for that that's even why we go around the altar and we receive communion and after that washing the utensils because even whatever jewelry جواهر الموجودة it has to be everybody has to drink it for that the Lord now descended to heaven because it, he was we seeing the lamb now we don't see the lamb because he is risen and we can get to the second one this here it reminds us when Samson father and mother and when they the angel of the Lord which may be the Lord and he came to them and he told them you will have a judge and they didn't believe him and whatever but they tried to invite him to eat and he put his staff in the food and he went to heaven for that this is here when Abuna بيقول يا ملاك هذه الذبيحة the angel of the sacrifice goes you know the people in Egypt they used to remember ده رايح دلوقتي فين ده رايح للسماء for that they remember my Lord you know like كذا أنا عندي الطلبة ديت because بسرعة قل له الطلبات بتاعتك يقول لك قل له الحاجات دي بسرعة قبل ما يطلع لأنه خلاص الانجل رايح وأبونا بيروح للفور كورنرز بياخد السلام ويخلص أموره وبيطلع فنشوف الثانية بقى نشوف إن السيد المسيح خلاص بدم هي جزن طلع للسماء لأن هو اختفى كله في جسمنا أكلناه كله فبقاش موجود وبتيجي الآخر حتى بقى خالص اللي هو الدسمسل امدوا لسلام سلام الرب يكون معكم دي رحلة القداس حاجات كتير ومليانة تفاصيل لكن ديت على قد ايه منك thank you for listening